Dear family and friends of Nicole, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." These words spoken by our Lord Jesus were given specifically to Nicole on the occasion of her confirmation, a day that she publicly confessed that she will remain, with God's help, faithful to him as long as she lives. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. When Nicole was just over 1 month old, God grafted her as a branch onto Christ, the vine. Nicole was received into God's family through the waters of holy baptism. God promised to her that he will be with Nicole her entire life. God promised that nothing can separate her from his love. God took Nicole's sin away and covered her with the very righteousness of Christ. Nicole was united to the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and so she died to sin and arose to newness of life, all through the waters of holy baptism. Even though I was not present when Nicole was baptized, I can say with utter confidence that these were granted to her at her baptism. How can we have such confidence? Our confidence is found not in what we may surmise or feel or opine, but our confidence is found in the Word of God, which declares that these things are so, and declares that this is what God does in holy baptism. And when we are grafted onto Christ as a branch, for Christ is the vine, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. No tribulation, no distress, no danger or trial. Yet, on a day like today, you may have the feeling that somehow you could be separated from Christ's love. You may have experienced other hard times where you may have had that feeling that maybe, somehow, you have been separated from the love of Christ. That is what the devil would have you believe. You see, the Bible says to live is Christ and to die is gain. And instead of directing our hearts and minds to our Savior Jesus, Satan wants us to focus inwardly. He wants us to think that there could be something out there that would separate us from his love. Satan, the master of lies, will lie into our ears saying, "Do you see right there? Do you see that coffin? Don't you realize that Nicole is in there? How can God love you if that happened to her?" And then we begin to drift inward. We think that God must not love us. We begin to wonder, is the wrath of God upon us? But do not listen to those lies. Instead, listen to the true word of God, that, as we heard in Romans 8, nothing can separate you from his love. This means that the cross that you are enduring, the great pain that you are suffering as a result of Nicole's death, the agony that you face, the troughs of tears that you have shed, none of this has separated you from God's love. He still loves you, and he is still present. His love never fails. A few verses after Nicole's confirmation verse, later in John 15, Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends." You see, Christ Jesus came into this world for a purpose. He is true God. He has existed from eternity, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And yet he came into this world so that he may lay down, in love, his life. He became a true human being so that he could bear your sin, mine, Nicole's, all sin, in his own body. And so he suffered the penalty for what we deserve for our sin. He shed his innocent blood on our behalf. He died on the cross. But death could not contain our Lord Christ. He rose on Easter Sunday victoriously from the grave. And now, because of this, the Father has accepted the sacrifice which Jesus made. The Father will receive us into heaven. Our sins are all answered for, and he accounts us as followers of Christ innocent. He will declare to us that we are covered in the righteousness of Christ and have a place for us in heaven. We do not deserve this kind of love and forgiveness, but it is what God grants to us anyway. Because Jesus is God and his works are perfect, there is not a single sin that Jesus did not pay for. So consider for a moment. Think in your own mind. Maybe you don't want to. But what is the worst thing that you have ever done? Or think in your own mind, what is the darkest thought that you've ever had? Perhaps it is something that you've never shared with anyone. And yet Jesus knows. He is there. He bore that sin in his body. And instead of turning away from you in shame, he took that sin upon himself and atoned for it on the cross. That is love. And that is the love that Jesus had for Nicole. That is the love that Jesus has for you, even as you grieve her death. Nicole was known to be a loving person. She loved because God in Christ loved her. She expressed her love always to her family, ending every conversation with those ever-important words, "I love you." She very proudly spoke of her brothers while downplaying her own abilities. In fact, we talked about it on Monday. Dylan didn't know that she had this volleyball scholarship because it wasn't about her. She didn't want the attention to be on her. Yet she graduated with distinction from Park University this year, and she was just beginning her career. All of that stopped ever so abruptly on Saturday. And no one knew that this would happen, and no one got to say goodbye. There's no question about it. While this is hard for us all to face, it is the most difficult for the closest family and friends. But we thank God for the outpouring of love and support that has been offered. The family thanks all of you for filling our church, even during this time of the pandemic. During this most difficult time of having to bury a loved one ever so young, you have done so much to show Charles and Christy, Robbie and Alex, that they are not alone. In our tears, we cry out to our merciful God, and in love, he hears them all. We pray for strength to meet the days ahead, for peace, knowing that this is God's will, and faith to be blessed with the same blessings that God granted to Nicole in her baptism. In all of this, we remember that nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, and that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Jesus is for us, and nothing can be against us. Our reading from Romans chapter 8 began with these comforting words. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. All things work for good. Even at the sudden death of a young, bright, vibrant, loving person. We don't know why or how God will use this for our good, but he has a plan. And so we trust in him, knowing that he is here. For Jesus is the glimmering ray of hope that can be found in these difficult days. He brings salvation to all who call upon him. He offered himself into death so that we can live eternally. So while we may weep and shed countless tears over the seemingly final death, we know, though, that death has lost its sting. For death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection. He has triumphed over death and the grave, and he lives. And so on the last day, also known as Judgment Day, a day that is a time that is only known by God, Jesus will return, and he will raise all the dead. And all who believe in Christ will be raised to perfection. Their souls, which are now with the Lord in heaven, will be reunited to their resurrected and perfect bodies, and they will dwell with the Lord forever. There will no longer be tears. There will no longer be suffering, and there will not be death. And that we take, and that we rejoice in. We rejoice in knowing that what awaits us is an eternity of bliss, and that God's verdict for all who call upon him in this life is that they will be declared by Christ on Judgment Day to be not guilty of their sin. For Christ paid for their sins already on the cross. This decree is for all who abide in him, who have been baptized into Christ, who have been grafted onto the vine. For they are declared by Christ to be acceptable to eternal life. So do you want this blessing? Do you want what Nicole claimed as her own on the day of her confirmation, in which she was given these comforting words, "I am the vine and you are the branches"? Then abide in Christ. If you are not yet baptized, be baptized to be grafted onto the vine. That way, the source of your purpose, the source of your joy and love and your life, can be found in the one who has conquered death and swallowed it up in victory, our Lord Jesus Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That means you may bear the sorrows in this life and be received into Christ's eternal kingdom in which there will be no sorrow. And as you walk through this life, the valley of the shadow of death, know that Christ is your good shepherd. He will get you through this. He is faithful, and he will do it. God bless all of you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We continue by singing the next hymn in our bulletins.